The Lux went into operation in March. Most of the first few months of the experiment have been spent calibrating the detector. This calibration helps scientists characterize the types of responses they're seeing from outside radiation. This way, researchers will better know an actual dark matter signal if they see one. For those working on the project, like Yale physicist Dan McKenzie, it's an exciting time to be a physicist, regardless of what is found by Lux in the end.
On one hand, we'd love to be, the most sensitive experiment in the world and not see anything. That itself, there's sort of bragging rights, if you like, to be able to say we're the most sensitive experiment in the world, even if you don't see anything. But, of course, it's even better if we really do see something. That would be tremendous.
McKenzie says there isn't much he can say about the preliminary results at this time, given the competitive nature of the science. But he says the team expects to publish some initial findings by the end of the year. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.